Ramayan, Act 2, Chapter 11. Ram meets the monkeys. Scene 4. Powerful Vully. Ram smiled at Sugriva. Once more he gave him every assurance that the cruel and immoral Vully would soon be punished. I will soon dispel your grief at losing your wife, O king of the monkeys, even as the sun dispels a morning mist. Sugriva looked at Ram. With his powerful frame and huge bow, he was truly an impressive sight. Surely Ram could easily overpower even the mightiest of warriors. But Vully was no ordinary opponent. Although raised by Rikshiraj, Vully had been born the son of Indra. He possessed strength beyond compare. No one could face him in battle. Therefore, Sugriva felt uncertain. He began to describe Vali's prowess. Each day upon rising, for exercise, Vully strides from the western to the eastern ocean. Then he moves towards the south and again bounds from there to the northernmost coast. He knows no fatigue and climbs to the tops of mountains, hurling down their huge peaks with his bare hands. I have seen Vully snap numerous massive trees as if they were small sticks. Sugriva then told Ram about Vali's encounter with another celestial demon named Dundubi. This demon was accustomed to roam about in the form of a terrible-looking buffalo. He possessed the strength of 10,000 elephants and was wandering around looking for a suitable opponent. Coming to the gods of the seas, the demon challenged him to fight. But the god declined, saying, "I am not competent to fight with you." The deity sent Dundubi to the Himavan mountain, telling him that he would get battle there. But the mountain also declined to fight with Dundubi. The demon roared angrily and demanded to know who could possibly face him. Himavan then said that Vully would prove a worthy combatant for him and directed Dundubi to Kishkinda. The furious demon, still in the form of a tremendous buffalo, rushed towards the city of Vully. He appeared like a black cloud racing through the sky in the rainy season. Dundubi arrived at the gates of Kishkinda and thundered a large drum. That sound reverberated for miles, and it broke down the surrounding trees, but it was not a drum. It was actually the roar of Dundubi. At that time, Vully was enjoying with his wives in his palace. Drunk with wine and passion, he stood up and gazed with reddened eyes. Vully was by nature intolerant, and the sound of the demon made him mad. He ran out of the palace, followed by his wives. Going before Dundubi, he said, "Why do you bellow like this, O demon? If you are challenging me, then you had best flee immediately before I take your life." The demon laughed loudly. "You should not challenge me in the presence of women, O gallant monkey. Fight with all your power, and I shall kill you today. Or if you prefer, You may remain for this night with your wives, and tomorrow we shall fight. It is improper to fight one who is intoxicated or blinded by passion. Return to your city and gaze upon it for one last time. Make your fond farewells to your near and dear ones. Install your son upon the throne, and then come out for battle. Soon you will lie dead upon the earth. Vali laughed to hear this arrogant boasting. He sent his wives back into the city and then said to Dundubi, "Do not make excuses to hide your fear. Take my inebriety to be the drunkenness of a warrior prior to a battle. We shall fight now." Vali tightened his cloth and stood like a mountain in front of Dundubi. The demon roared, and lowering his pointed horns, charged furious at Vali. The monkey at once seized Dundubi by his horns and swung him around, throwing him down upon the ground. Blood flowed from the demon's ears, and he got up and charged again. Raising upon his hind legs, he began pounding Vali with his hooves, making a sound like thunderclaps. He thrust his horns into Vali's body, but the monkey stood firm. The battle raged for some time as the two opponents beat each other furiously. Vali struck the demon with his fists, knees, feet, as well as with rocks and trees. Gradually, he overpowered Dundubi, who then became exhausted. Vali then took hold of his horns and dashed him to the ground with great force. He whirled the lifeless demon around and tossed him to a distance of 8 miles. As he flew through the air, large amounts of blood flowed from his smashed body. Small drops fell upon the hermitage of the sage Matunga. The rishi stood up in a rage and looked around. He saw Dundubi's carcass, and by his mystic vision he could understand that Vali had thrown the demon there. Immediately, Matunga issued a curse. "If the monkey who threw this corpse ever steps within a 4-mile radius of this hermitage, that monkey will immediately turn to stone." Thus, Sugriva explained why Vali did not come near Rishyamukha. He pointed to what appeared to be a massive heap of shining white rocks. "Here are the bones of Dundubi, tossed by Vali. Why, even these bare bones can hardly be moved by any other person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.